Alright, I need start money manager. I need everyone up here.
Let's do this.
Okay, and I need you to form a circle. Okay, form
not
a circle.
Guys,
not an oval.
Not an oval, huh? Not a circle.
Not an oval. I need a circle.
Let's do square formation.
It's not difficult for us to be in an oval.
Alright, here's what we're gonna do. I need
Luis, you can go right
job. Alright, so in your right hand, you have that nice, crisp $100 bill. Right? You know, this nice, someone just gave it to you, maybe you found it, but you got a nice, crisp $100 bill that's yours. So that's in your right hand. And I want you to play around with it. You never just hold money, right? You got to be like, here's my money, right? Here it is. Take a look at it. So I want you to hold that money and you play around with it.
Can I do a scene from Futurama?
Now I want you
to take my money.
I want you to put that right hand right, you know, waist level, right around your chest. You're just holding it out. Here's my money, guys. Here's my money. Now with your left hand, this is your stealing hand. Okay? And I want you to place that left hand over the right hand, money hand of the person to your left. Alright, so you slide in right here, Luis. So
you're
put that left hand. Put that left hand always be side
right
now. Side arms, close the circle here. Close
he goes.
Alright. And I want you to put that left hand over the money hand of the person. You have money, so you're still playing with the money here. Okay? When I give you the C-A-T-C-H word, okay? When I give you that word, you're gonna steal and try to steal your partner's money. Okay? You're gonna try to steal your partner's money. While trying to keep track of your own, because you obviously don't want the person next to you stealing your money either. Okay, so you want to hold on to your money, steal your partner's money, but when only when I give you the C-A-T-C-H word. All right. So when I tell you to catch, make sure.
Shut up! Take my money.
Yes. Wait. What?
You missed it.
I didn't even hear you. Jesus. You distracted me.
Yeah. Get it going. Get it going. Get your money out again. On the C-A-T-C-H word, you try to take your partner's money while keeping track of your own. Okay? Only when I tell you to catch.
You said catch.
Yeah.
That's the word.
C-A-T-H.
You got to listen.
C-A-T-C-H. Catch.
Catch.
I thought you said
catch. I just took $100 for it.
I put my hand
over it. All right. Get it going again. Get your money out of your right hand, your left hand ready to steal the partner's money.
Just going
to
put my money safe where it is.
You got to hold it out. Nice $100 bill.
Where'd it go?
Nice $100 bill. But only when I tell you that word. Okay? Only.
Bitch.
One more round. All right, get it going. Get that money out there.
That's why I don't gamble.
Catch. Ooh. All right, take a seat.
That was close. I didn't
lose or win
anything. Catch. Like C-A-S-H.
Catch.
I thought that's what you were spelling.
Remind you. Hopefully that was a reminder. You want to take care of your money.
That's why bank accounts.
Money management 101. Take care of your money that you have. Don't lose it. Okay, don't spend it unwisely. You're gonna have to make decisions in life. You're gonna decide where you wanna live, what you wanna pay for bills, where do you wanna spend your money on certain foods, what costs more, what costs less, what do you really want? You gotta hold on to that money. We don't wanna just lose it by throwing it away, by letting somebody else steal it. Okay, so hopefully you're reminded of that and playing that little game. Now, the number one stressor in America is what, do you think?
Money.
Sleep.
Oh, wait.
Money. The number one stressor people have is money. Oh, by far. Okay, the American Psychological Association, they've put together a study of stressors in America since 2007. And since 2007, when it first started the study, money has been the number one stressor. And if they would have done it in 1997 or 1987, my guess would be money would have also been the number one stressor as well. It is the thing that stresses people out to no end. Are we going to be able to make rent? Are we all being able to pay our bills? Can we afford this? Medical expense comes up. Do we have enough in our savings account? Do we have enough in our vacation account? That stuff all comes into play. Okay, stress is a huge deal, as we talked about with emotional intelligence, and money is a leading contributor to that stress. Okay? 44% of people surveyed in America say money is a stressor for them. The number one stressor. Okay? 44% of people. The second thing is personal relationships. The relationships people have with their friends, their family, those one-on-one relationships, spouse relationships. Second biggest stressor, 25%. And then the third one is work at 18%. Work is something you're going to obviously spend around 40 hours a week doing. You're going to spend a lot of hours and time around people that you're in relationships with, friends with, family with. And all that kind of centers sometimes around the money you have to spend, go buy things, go make purchases. Work obviously pays you to do those things. And so maybe you're like, hey, this job isn't paying enough to pay the bills right now. Money management is key, and money is a big, big, big stressor. John Hancock Financial Study, okay, they did a stress survey. One out of three people spend multiple days a week, multiple being 2 to 3 primarily, some more, but at least 2 to 3 days a week stressing heavily over money. That's taking half your week and saying, I'm worrying half my week about the money I have or don't have. That's scary. That's limiting your time to be productive, limiting your creativity, limiting your opportunities to grow because you're so stressed out over money. Credit card debt is rising in the United States at an unbelievable level. The numbers are astronomical. It's amazing. People are stressing over that because they realize I made a lot of decisions about buying things on credit, houses, cars, you name it, and that credit card debt is going up, and it's limiting people, it's paralyzing people. Student loan debt is rising, and it's not me telling you should or shouldn't go to college, because depending on what you're trying to do, it might be necessary, but student loan debt is rising. I was reading another article, in fact, this morning, ironically, it was one of my LinkedIn updates. Hey, read this about student loan. It's rising. I saw a number, trillion. Anytime you see the word trillion next to something, you know it's pretty big. And so that's rising. So that's engaging people and having more money stress. Sometimes we're not stressed out about the money we have. It's about the money we don't have or the money we're losing. Okay? That is adding so much stress, which, guess what, leads to a few things. Anxiety and depression. We're wondering why we have so much anxiety and depression. People with depression in our world, so money is a big reason why. Because they're feeling like, I have no hope, I'm losing money, I don't have enough money to pay the bills. And so guess what, they turn to the things like the bottle, they turn to the pills, they turn to the gambling, they turn to the things that will hopefully bring them comfort, or what they perceive to bring them comfort, and it never does. Depression, anxiety, big thing. Migraine headaches. People get migraine headaches because of the stress and anxiety they build up over money. And it just bottles up, and eventually your brain can't handle it. Your brain's almost telling you, hey, headache, stop thinking about all the money problems you're having. So we can induce migraines. We can also induce lots of sleep problems. People have disruptive sleep. People don't get enough sleep because of the stress of money-related issues, which means they aren't productive at work, which means then maybe they get fired because they're showing up late to work or they're sleeping on the job. Crazy things like that. There's also ulcers. You can get an ulcer from stress. You can have digestive. It's something that builds up in your digestive system, your stomach, that's not fun. All related to stress. Again, primarily caused by money. Blood pressure elevated. Heart attacks increased because of stress and anxiety. Again, from money. You are putting your own life at stake by stress. By stressing out about money. And you can eliminate some of that stress, not all stress, because remember, you can't eliminate everything with stress, but we can reduce some of that stress if we learn how to manage it better. If we learn how to handle it more effectively, we eliminate some of that stress that we can that we will build on of our lives, okay? So I want you to make sure that when we're talking about money, it's important because it is a leading contributor to stress, which is a leading attack on you and yourself, your physical being, and your mental being.